CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, the net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. When being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start with our pre-net check-ins. First, we'd like to welcome W4SN Miss Isla, N4IEI, and make the home and traveler's rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome James, KD4HEY, out of Piedmont. And then we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and then KG4QLQ, and they make the home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Next is Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we've got Don, W4DF, out of Inman. Next, we'd like to welcome Kimberly, KQ4JSK, out of Asheville. And next, we'd like to welcome Kurt, KO4RMM, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Cameron, KQ4EHJ, out of Easley. Next is Joel, N4JRB, out of Warner Robins. Then Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. And then we've got Mr. John, KN4RJN, from Brown Summit, North Carolina. And last on our pre-net check-in list, but not least, is W4CTW. That's Mr. Tyler out of Taylor's. And with that, we've got an EchoLink station waiting, so we'll jump over and catch our EchoLink station. EchoLink station only, EchoLink station only. Please call KO4HKX.
Control, please check in. KG4PFJ Josh in Simpsonville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
I'd like to welcome Josh, KG4PFJ, out of, I believe you said Simpsonville, correct?
You got it. Five Forks area of Simpsonville.
I just wanted to verify because when I pulled it up in the computer, it came up easily. So thanks for coming back to me there. Right, with that, tonight being Sunday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Patrick, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, LB negative and negative, 73's to you and everybody on the net.
HKX. Please check in KB2GUN, Bill, and Mills River, and I'll be negative and negative. Have a great one. Catch you soon.
calls in. We'll welcome this fine group in. First is Mr. Rick, KK4, Delta Mike Whiskey, DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and that is our net control manager. And thank you, Dave, for everything you do for us, keeping this net running. And he makes his home in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome another Dave, KB2BYQ, over in Easley. Dave, good to hear you. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, up in Mills River tonight. Thanks for stopping by over here and checking in. I do appreciate that. And with that, we've got a couple of EchoLink stations, so we're going to pause and catch them. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello, hello, Patrick. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick. Good evening, Patrick, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic in the rag queue.
Net control. Good evening, Patrick. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel Gus in Southwest Florida. Negative and negative.
KO4HKX. This is KK4RCC. Larry in Horseshoe, North Carolina. I'll be in and out.
Larry, can you give me your call one more time, please, sir?
Kilo, Kilo 4, Roger, Charlie, Charlie, KK4RCC. Over.
Pause here, make sure I got this right. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Mr. Steven down there in Greenwood. Steven, good to hear you tonight. And we'd like to welcome AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus down in Ponte Gouda, Florida. And Gus, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And then we've got KK4RCC. That is Lawrence in Horseshoe. Is that correct? Lawrence, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. That's the first time you've checked in, so it took me a minute to get you squared away in the computer. But I do thank you for that, sir. And with that, we still have an EchoLink station waiting. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. That pause will assume. We'll try that one again here in a few minutes. We'll move back over to RF and Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4 Easy in, Harry and Keller. Will be negative negative. Patrick, it's good to hear you.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4 EZN, over in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight also. And drove through over in your neck of the woods this weekend. And what a mess that is. Out on the interstate. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Wayne, KQ4 GIK, over here in Etowah, which is practically my neighbor. So, Wayne, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. With that, we will try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. In Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Let me pause here and recognize this group, and we'd like to recognize K4HNR. That's Mr. Connor, and Connor down there in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight. You're sounding good coming in here. And then there is a station trying to get in, but you have no audio, and you're not holding the repeater. Try moving around a little bit and see if you can pick me up better or if you can, a little more power.
Net control. Do you want to check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey, W4AAW? This is Dennis over at Hart County, Georgia. Negative, negative.
Right, we would like to welcome Mr. Dennis, W4AAW, down in Hart, Georgia. And Dennis, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. And we'll move up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, down there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight. I was waiting to see Sid was coming in here, but he's still calling the 6-4 net, so we'll catch him here in a minute, maybe. That we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna B. William, yeah. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment and try to get my tongue back in my mouth. See you in a little bit. 7-3.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And they made the home down there in Greer. And Larry, it's good to hear you, but not often I hear you make a mistake or get tongue-tied, so was kind of comical to listen to for a minute. But I'll be back around for comments as soon as I get through the roll call. All right, we'd like to try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. Sounds like we might have had a double there or something going on with the last calling station. Could you try one more time, please, sir?
This is Kilo November 4, Victor Victor Tango. My name is Zach, and I am in Townsville, down in Anderson County. I'll be negative and negative.
Call sign just a little bit slower, please, sir.
Kilo November 4, Victor Victor Tango.
Mike Tango Papa, K9MTP.
KL4UGP.
We'd like to welcome KN4VVT down in Georgia, but I missed the name on that one. Right. With that, we'll try one more time. We'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
Four, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. This is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville. I'll be in. What are you calling for?
I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXV, down there in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome our resident elder, W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down in Simpsonville also. And Eddie, you have a severe hum on your signal. I think Dave mentioned it last night also, and I don't know how to tell you any more than that. But good to hear you tonight. I was able to get your call sign out of there, and do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us.
There's a big hum or
just wanted to let you know that you had Something going on with your signal there. We'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4OAS, down in Piedmont. Robert, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
Jump to spot there, Patrick. KO4HKX, N0TR. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Rusty.
4HKX. Sounds like it's my turn anyway. Hey, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond, Dawson. KO4QLD, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
All right, we'd like to pause here and recognize Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful weekend. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, WU2T, down in Moore. Rusty, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try again, Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Pause. We're going to move on up to Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Hello to you and Miss Elise and Lynette. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane and I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Sorry I didn't get up with you this weekend on the phone. We'll try this week.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that. All right. We'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. Down there in Cleveland. And Shane, don't worry about it. I've been busy in and out, and wife and I's anniversary was this weekend, so we were out of town, and we'll catch up this week. Don't worry about it. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down in southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. I do appreciate you stopping by, sir. And with that, we will try one more time, Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for that group for the first pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Guess we got everybody for the first pass. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag tube portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag tubes. And first on the stump, and only on the stump tonight, is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, KK4JBQ. Well, Patrick, I put my big teeth back in my mouth. I don't know what happened. It was sort of like somebody pulled the plug. Nothing I said made any sense. So I immediately, when I got my sense back, I apologized. Anyway, sometimes I think, you know, your speech goes through us. Well, it goes through something. I don't know what. My mind said, say straw, stay certain, but that's not right. And if that gets blocked by any other input, I guess it is, you're in trouble. Might as well just stop. Oh, anyhow, it was a good day here. Oh, my goodness, such a pretty day. We've had them up and down lately, of course. That's natural. But I do like to see a day that I don't have to avoid the wind or the rain or the chill. And today was one of those days. One of those days that you could just do anything you wanted to do. And so I walked around the yard to see what winter brought. I hadn't done that yet. I know a lot of people have already had opportunity and taken advantage of the pretty weather we've had recently, but everybody should walk their property and check to see that something's not needing attention, like right now. I saw some things that I had not expected. One thing I noticed with the wildlife is back. I saw wasps, hornets, all kinds of ants. Donna came back from church today and she mentioned that, I wasn't there, didn't hear this conversation. We don't stick together like glue. We go, you know, this way, that way. She's got people she wants to talk to. Well, one of her friends was just, I don't know, found herself, this is the way it was told to me. She found herself in a pile of leaves. Now, I'm interested and I wondered, but I didn't say anything. She found herself in a pile of leaves, and before she knew it, she had 40 fire ant bites. I've had one in the web between two fingers, and that thing didn't heal for 2 weeks, and it was just burning all the time. 40 of them, I can't imagine it. You ever had such an attack? KK4 JPQ.
4HKX. Well, Larry, first off, let me say it was good to hear you make a mistake and get stumbled up there. You're always so clean when you check in and flawless. It gives the rest of us some confidence in what we're doing, I guess. And to the fire ant, yes, I have gotten in a nest of those when we lived in Texas for a little while with my dad, and that was no fun. Even as a kid, they will light you up. I couldn't imagine as an adult, you know, being 40 bites. That would just be, oh, man. Put me in a cold ice bath and don't take me out for a couple of weeks.
Well, this was spread out. She had several on one hand, a knee, and the top of 1 foot. When they bite you, I mean, you don't want to stick around. You just don't want to investigate what is that. No, just burn a path away. I sort of didn't know what I was looking at when they attacked me. And I guess my response was quick enough that I only got one bite. They work in a group. It's like every one of them is attached to one string. And you touch one and all of them feel it, or something like that, you know. And so I was getting rid of a root that was unwelcomed along the fence line. And I pull on that, and these things started, I mean, they were organized, you know. Sort of like a squad of them, you know? And they appeared out of nowhere. And by the time I saw them, one of them had their jaws. They must have like pincher-like jaws. And had their jaws into me and would not let go. That sucker would not let go. And he was, they must have some idea that they're inflicting some pain, because it looked like he was enjoying it. He would not let go of me. So I flung my hand and got out of there. Fortunately, we weren't on the same level. I was working on a hillside. So if they'd had some easy path toward me, I might have been covered in them things. They do seem the word goes out. It's as soon as they find flesh, you know, they will all swarm. They don't fly, thank goodness. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, thank goodness they don't fly. I couldn't imagine something like that flying. But yeah, if you get into one of those, if you ever step in it, you immediately go to doing the high step to get out of there. You don't hang around. Even if you don't know what they are, you run and just trying to get away from it because it hurts so bad. And as a kid, you know, you run around out barefooted in the yard, and in Texas, fire ant hills were a big thing. And lo and behold, I run right through it. But as a kid, you know, it only slows you down for a little bit, and then you're back at it. So fortunate for that. But I still remember that experience.
Would remember. KK4JBQ. I do recall recently that KI4DOS was talking about an encounter he had with some wasps. Now, I can't remember whether he got stuck, but he was certainly taken with this swarm of wasps around him. And so he quick went and got some WD-40. I'd never heard this before. And sprayed those things with WD-40, and it quickly dispatched them. I think they breathe through ports in their exoskeleton, you know, and that would stop it up. It would stop their breathing, and so, you know, they just dropped. Don't know if Gary's still listening, but that was quite a story. He had me on the edge there for a minute, but I didn't know that was something you should keep around for that purpose. You ever heard of that?
I've heard of using about anything. I use brake clean. I keep cans of brake clean around for the carpenter bees and yellow jackets, whatever, because the brake clean I use is chlorinated, and once it hits them, they just, like, they're the dive bombers on the plane trying to take you out.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was, and she's such a quiet person, you know. I don't know why, but my mind immediately went to the screams that she must have blurted out. And control goes away very quickly when you're under attack from something that's hard to get away from. I understand. They can once they latch onto you. Now, I know, I saw that. I watched that sucker just, you know, biting. He was, his jaws, I think they have serrated jaws. And they get into you, and it's just, I hate to even think about what it felt like to be under attack like that. So, since then, I have been armed. Yes, indeed, I've been armed with a can of WD-40. It's around the house, you know. A lot of people have that. How about take it out with you if you go rummaging around the house? Don't know what you run into. The little straw, I don't know what else to call it, the little straw that comes with it, that probably isn't necessary. That would take additional time to install. just get out there and squirt them as quick as you can. It's not going to hurt you. That's the wonderful thing about it. I don't know about your other spray that you were talking about there, whether it's not too good for your skin either. But WD-40, you can, you know, I don't think there's any harm in that. Well, anyway, it was a pre-day to just take stock of the property, making mental notes. And it will later consume a lot of time, the stuff that I ran into. Sort of like, I think of how cowboys used to run the fence line, you know, on horseback. I'd much rather been on horseback. I only had a brief contact with horses in my life. I worked in the stables for my riding lessons. And that was good all the way around. I mean, I got to meet some, I mean, after they got over all the pranks that they wanted to pull on the new guy, you know, I settled right in there. I suffered through all the little pranks that they pulled on me. And one of them saved my life, I must say. And altogether, being around horses was a marvelous experience, but that was the only time. I didn't grow up with them, but I realized that I had an instant affinity with horses. They like me, I like them, it works well. But anyway, Patrick, it's marvelous to hear you on a Sunday evening, and I hope somebody else is lined up to have a chat with you. People ought to try that more often, eh? This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back over to you and sit back and enjoy the net.
7-3-4-HKX. Well, Larry, it's good to talk to you tonight. And yes, I wish more people would try hanging out and getting to know one another. It's a good way to do it since we can't get face to face. But I do appreciate you stopping by tonight, and always good to hear you, and just pleasant to talk to you. So thank you, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a good week this week, and stay safe out there. But with that, we've got an EchoLink station that we're going to move over and try to get. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Maybe you'll come back here in a minute or two. With that, we'll try again. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Uniform Offering, AG4UOY. Chris, I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina, this evening. Good evening to you. And all on the net, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
For HKX. Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no shoe tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
KS. We just finished up the net up here, but want to wish you and Miss Elise a good evening. W4IOE. In Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, and
please,
and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
So welcome this fine group in. First is Mr. Chris, KG4UOY in Simpsonville. Chris, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, and to make the home down in easily. And Gary, you have some kind of hum on your signal also tonight. I just want to let you know. And then we've got Mr. Sid, W4IOE in Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. And yes, I seen that your net was running long tonight. I was watching it over on the scope. So thank you for stopping by when you got done. I do appreciate that. And Gary, were you going to hang around for comments? I missed it.
In and out tonight, Patrick. How's the signal now?
Four HKX. Your signal's back to normal now, Gary. I don't know what you done, but it fixed it.
Appreciate it. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Y'all have a good evening.
Your message in there, and you tell Joy we said hello also. And I'll try to give you a call tomorrow. With that, try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody. And have I missed anybody for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Please stop by tomorrow night. I'll be calling Annette again tomorrow night. And would love to hear from you. And maybe somebody can hang around and rag to you with me for a little bit. Would love to do that. But I do appreciate everybody that stopped by tonight. And give me just a moment, and I will send my net report. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3 and good night. Thank you for everyone for coming by and checking in tonight.